Hello, Nerdy Legion. Thank you for listening to Comic Talk Today. This is your Comic Talk headlines for June 18th, 2019, and I am Dustin. Jumping right into TV news, we have an update for Titans. They have just officially announced casting for Aqualad. No announcement as to whether or not we're going to see Aquaman in any sort of similar way as we saw Batman in season one. However, season two will see Drew Van Acker, who is in Pretty Little Liars, apparently. Yeah, but Drew Van Acker has been cast, according to the official Titans Twitter page. Next is a sad news update. It comes directly from Ben Edlund, creator of The Tick. Apparently, they got no takers for the show. They, as we talked about previously, they are looking to shop the show around to other outlets because they were canceled by Amazon, and Edlund took to his personal page, I believe it was Twitter that he made the announcement, to say, sadly, no one wants to pick us up. He does continue on and say something along the lines of, they will continue to try and find other ways to make the show happen with this same cast and crew, but right now it looks like it has officially come to an end. While we're talking about things that have been announced on Twitter, let's talk about Umbrella Academy Season 2. The official Twitter account for that show just posted images and the announcement that Season 2 has officially begun production, so definitely excited about that. Our last piece of TV news for this episode, nerds, has to do with Pennyworth, the Epics series that is going to be a pre-Batman series that deals directly with Alfred Pennyworth, the titular butler. The website K-Site TV just got their hands on the first five synopses for the first five episodes. I'm not going to read those synopses for you. However, if you read them yourself, then you will see that there is an interesting bit of information that we get from them. Actually, a couple of interesting bits. First being that it's going to be going a little further back in the mythos of the Wayne family, more specifically, in that this is going to begin at least before Thomas and Martha have been married, because they list Martha as being Martha Kane. And the second piece is that because they are talking about Martha Kane, perhaps we're going to see a little bit of the first Batwoman, who is Kate Kane's aunt and is Martha Kane's sister, I believe. That family tree is so confusing, it's a little hard to follow, but the potential is there, and that is awesome. Now, let's jump into movies news, and the first thing we have is an update from Lionsgate. It seems that not only is Suzanne Collins right now currently writing a prequel to the Hunger Games series, but Lionsgate has also optioned that for a movie. So we're going to get more Hunger Games in approximately 2020, which means Suzanne Collins is very likely working very closely with the production company so that they can get the book and the movie out within very possibly months or weeks even of each other, which would be a first in the world of movie adaptations of books. Now get those salt shakers ready, because this next piece of news is super duper rumor. I have only been able to get it from one source, it's just too juicy to not talk about. It seems that the site We Got This Covered is reporting to have a source that is very close with Warner Brothers. That's a lot of qualifications, but We Got This Covered has a source that is close to Warner Brothers, and they're saying that Warner Brothers is looking to court James Gunn to direct and possibly write and probably produce the next Justice League movie. No word yet on any specifics, like if they're going to use Gunn to orchestrate a new DC Extended Universe, or if he's just going to be in charge of the Justice League movie. Nothing like that. Just a rumor that says Warner Brothers wants James Gunn to be in charge of Justice League. And then our last movie news update is about the Gears of War movie. Rob Ferguson, I'm going to have to read a quote, so I apologize if it's a little stilted, but apparently Rod Ferguson was talking to IGN, and the topic of the Gears movie got brought up, and he said to IGN, and this is the quote, "In order for the movie to be successful, it has to be a great movie first and a Gears movie second." Basically, the way that we sort of reconciled that was, we said, oh, the movie should be an alternate reality. It should not be dependent on the game story, nor should it influence the game story. And cue internet backlash. That means that nothing in the games, very likely, aside from maybe some minor plot points and potentially just plot points in general, is going to see its way into the Gears movie. The Gears movie is going to be a standalone story that has nothing to do with the games directly. There's going to be obviously thematic elements, because otherwise why would you still call it a Gears movie? But this very potentially is going to blow up in their face, because the internet is the internet and that is the way of things. I'm, however, interested to see what they do telling a different Gears story than the one that we already have. And that, guys, is the end of your Comic Talk headlines. For a more in-depth conversation on comic books and comic culture, then you can subscribe to Comic Talk today on your favorite podcast platform of choice. Or, to go deeper into these topics, plus much more nerdy bits, including Comic-Con coverage and all kinds of fun things, then you can join me on my personal YouTube channel, Generally Nerdy. Thank you for listening, nerds, and we'll see you next time.